Good morning. My name is the Reverend Peter Fewings, bringing you morning's worship for the second Sunday of Lent and also the first day of the month. Lent is a time of reflection and reassessment of our lives as we prepare for Easter over these coming weeks and remember Jesus' death for our sin and his resurrection to overcome death. You may also have chosen to make the sacrifice of giving something up, but this is a much later idea, but it does represent a response to Jesus' love and a sense of penance and repentance to receive God's forgiveness. After our introduction and confession, I want to do a meditation with you, which takes us within ourselves, but open to God. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you and also with you. We now come to our confession. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. Let us confess our sins, remembering before God the times when we have fallen from temptation into sin. We pause. You may want to say with me, Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for the second Sunday of Lent. Almighty God, you show to those who are in error the light of your truth, that they may return to the way of righteousness. Grant to all those who are admitted into the fellowship of Christ's religion that they may reject these things as are contrary to their profession, and follow all such things as are agreeable to the same, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. So our meditation is called Storm of the Spirit, and it takes us out into the wild ocean on a small boat. Prepare for a period of meditation, and if you can, sit comfortably, closing your eyes and breathing deeply for a moment or two. In, out. In, out. Allow any present concerns to move across your mind and wait off to the side for now. Try and allow your body to relax and settle. Storm of the Spirit. You are in a small boat after spending the day alone on balmy waters and below a pleasant sky. It's been a day of meditation and of remembering. You have reviewed previous months before Lent and prayed about the relationships and events that surface for you. You feel pretty satisfied with the day, having reached no major decisions or embarked on any new plans. So now you're returning to shore, at home, to the comfort of a meal and perhaps a television program. But while you are still some distance from the shore, a storm forms on the horizon. and moves swiftly towards you. These storms can happen suddenly, as you know, and you're glad that land is not far away. But the winds pick up, and you find yourself racing the storm so that you can dock your boat before the quickly rising waves overwhelm it. Now caught within the gusts, darkness and sheets of water, you maneuver the boat as best you can. You're a good sailor, and you can avoid mishap, which means that you can't simply head straight towards your destination, though. By now, rain has begun. You're soaked to the skin. The chill sets in, and you gasp for breath. It seems that you go towards the shore for hours, although it's probably only 20 minutes. We have now some time to think about things in the context, not knowing what will happen during that 20 minutes. So in that time, while dark boiling clouds surround you and strong winds strike you, the treacherous weather stirs up another storm within you. Now, thoughts come to the surface that you had managed to ignore during your day of prayer and reflection on the peaceful water. Your boat is bobbing up and down. The sail is down, with just a guiding sail. These thoughts remind you of your greatest faults, your most frightening anxieties, and your deepest wounds. By the time you do reach shore and secure the boat, your face is wet, not only with rain, but with tears. It's the second Sunday of Lent, and the Holy Spirit, like a wind, has not gone over you or beyond you, but has reached into your mind and heart and taken hold of the matters most crucial to your well-being and growth. Think of the love and care of the Holy Spirit as you pause to think. God often provides blessings in the most unusual circumstances. You have, after all, been through these stormy waters that you are now meditating upon. But previously your meditations on your voyage had stayed in safe waters, afraid of what might happen if you pondered the harder aspects of your life. But this storm of the Spirit has stirred your deep waters so that you must navigate now through grief, sorrow, regret, fear, faith, forgiveness, restoration, and hope. You realize that God is full of loving kindness, but faces you towards the truth and brings you through the stormy waters each time to the other side with forgiveness, restoration, and hope. Just as you have in the past displayed faith, so you can hold on to your faith now. Jesus, when he spoke to people on earth, praised people for their faith, not because there was a huge amount, but because they held on to it. Think about that. That Jesus loves and cares for you. You're back now on the shore, safely through your navigation, tied up to the quayside and back at home, safely, peacefully, with the Holy Spirit very close to you. As you settle down, dry now, after a good hot shower, warm in your home, you gather courage and you meditate now on what the storm has given you. What must you pray? Where can the Holy Spirit lead you? What kind of help and healing do you truly need? Because God really cares about you. So our concluding prayer is simple. In praise to God, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Let us pray now. A commitment of faith has far-reaching implications. Let us pray to our God in faith, knowing that he understands what is best for us. Heavenly Father, increase our faith that everyone in your church may be more ready to trust you and move forward with you wherever you lead us. You speak what is true, and you say, and the truth can set us free. You speak what is true, and we say, and the truth can set us free. So we think of the world around us. Heavenly Father, give to all leaders and their advisors the courage to be honest, the will to be just, the greatness to be humble, and the openness to learn. Particularly, Lord, we pray for those who are suffering in conflict, who've lost loved ones in war, being deprived of basic underlying comforts and medical care, or who have been displaced. Bless those, particularly, Lord, who are peacemakers. And especially we think of those wars in Gaza and the West Bank, in Ukraine and in Sudan. Lord, you speak what is true, and the truth can set us free. We think of our own home. Heavenly Father, at the door of each home, place You're welcome. In the rooms of our home, your love. In the eyes of each person, your truth. And in all our companionship, your own. You speak what is true, and the truth can set us free. Compassionate God, we pray for those who are sick, lonely, mentally challenged, suffering chronic illness or fragility in old age. Bless them with your healing power. You speak and do what is true, and the truth can set them free. For those who are in hospital or convalescing away from their homes, help them in their pain and guide the medical doctors and nurses, therapists and carers. Give hope and comfort to their family. You speak what is true, and the truth can set us free. We pray too for those who are depressed or living with dementia and cut off from others. For those who have died, we pray too for those who have been bereaved, for those who were left and have been bereaved recently, also for those who tenderly miss the company and love of loved ones passed on ahead of them. Lord, you speak to us what is true, and the truth can set us free. Heavenly Father, give us thankful hearts to bless your name in sadness and in joy, knowing that you are always there beside us. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. So we conclude our prayers with the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And now we have a reading from the Gospel in John 3, verse 11. Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify in what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things, you do not believe. How can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. This is a passage which Jesus taught us, and in fact he was teaching Nicodemus that spiritual things and being right with God and knowing his love in saving us are the most important things in the world. And here we understand that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. We end with a final blessing. May God the Father, who does not despise the broken spirit, give you a contrite heart. Amen. May Christ, who bore our sins in his body on the tree, heal you by his wounds. May the Holy Spirit, who leads us into all truth, speak to you words of pardon and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, remain and be among you always and with those whom you love. Be in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.